All right, Inyan Lamed Gimel. So it says, Kushta Gemara, Mai in Omrim Hal Bepurim. So Gemara is a kasha in Megillah. Why is there no Hal on Purim? There's no chiyuv. We don't say Hal on Purim. There's no chiyuv Hal. Why not? I mean, in the Gemara is a kam v'chomer. Gemara says, if we say Hal on Pesach, which is Me'abdus Lechirus, kam v'chomer from Misa Dechayim. So Pesach, we know, is sort of like the model, the Spitz Halel. And that's only Abdus Lechirus. Misa Lechayim L'kol Shekein. For sure you say Halel. So why is there no Halel? So Teretz Gemara. Gemara has a three pshatim. The Gemara says, Kriyas HaZui Halela. It says that the Kriyas HaHalel, Kriyas HaMegillah, that is in place of Halel. So the Gemara really gives three answers. One answer is because Akati Avda HaShverosh Anan, we're still servants of HaShverosh after the Purim story. It's not a full Geula. One answer is because it occurred in Chutzaretz. One answer is because Kriyas HaMegillah itself is equal to Halel. So we don't say Halel, not because there's no Chiyav, the Taka is a Chiyav, but we're Mekayim our mitzvah through Kriyas HaMegillah. Hayim Shayidei Kriyas HaMegillah Yotzim Chovas Amiras Halel. So we're Yotzim Halel through the Megillah. Vur Me'iri, Davar Chadish Me'od. So the Me'iri says a Chiddush, the famous Chiddush of the Me'iri. Dim Eim Biyadol Lekros Es HaMegillah Machle Es HaSiba Shetiyya Reu Mechuyav Amiras Halel. The Me'iri actually paskins, we don't paskin this way. The Me'iri says that if you didn't have a Megillah on Purim for some reason, then you can be chayav to say Halel. Because we take it literally. There's a chiyav Halel. The Megillah is in place of Halel. If you have no Megillah, so then say Halel. So we don't paskin like that, but that's the sheet of the Me'iri. So the Me'iri is das yachid because the poskim don't mention such a thing. So lemaisa, if one were to chas v'shalom be in a place the Megillah on Purim, you would not say hello. But we have to explain this. Because the Gemara is mashma that Dafka through Megillah, can you mekayim chuvas halel? I mean, hagufa. The Me'iri is not the halacha. And the Gemara is saying because Megillah is halel, and regular halel will not help you be yotze your chuvas halel on Purim. Meaning, hagufa, we have to answer that kasha. Why is the Me'iri wrong? I mean, why taka is the regular halel not good for Purim? Why rechazan lechayavit? And why is the Megillah the only way to do it? The Chorah should be correct. If I can't say the Megillah, then say halel. So Vutner says, so why should be putter and gantin from halal because you don't have a Megillah? Like, why should it be that way? If I don't have a Megillah, I should say halal. Why am I putter? So Zakra Vutner, that the Mechayev of halal is the nace which occurred. Maybe understand the Mechayev of halal on Purim would be the nace. You can't tivo shel halal who behets him lativo shom orahanes. So the nature of the halal being said should match the nature of the nes itself. Dimanesu nes golui, az gamamir sahalo yamira goluya. So the nes is a nes golui, the nes is an open nes, like you have on Pesach, then the halal is an open halal. So halal golui. So you say an open amira through open halal. Von nes nister. The Nes Purim, which is known as sort of the classic Nes Nister, as he brings here in brackets, Esther Mitorah Minayin Shemaranochi Haster Aster Panai. It says that Esther Mitorah is Merumis through the name of Hester Panim. As Amira Sahalel, he Amira Beskasa Shohalel Gunus. So that means that the Amira Halel on Purim has to be said in a concealed way. I mean, just like the miracle was concealed, the Halel is also concealed, which means Kriyasu Halela, because the Kriyasu Megillah, that is the Halel. So what does that mean? It's not the pshat that the Megillah is in place of Halel. El Megillah he min Halel b'fnei atzmo. The Megillah is its own type of Halel. It's a new sug of Halel. It's its own special halacha. Now Halel tumlin b'bifnim b'sekris Megillah b'bechutz. It means there's a hidden Halel within the Megillah. Bashir al Kain imu anus al kris Megillah real anus gam al Halel. And this is why if you don't have a Megillah, you can't say halal, not because it's because the normal halal doesn't fit Purim. Normal halal is too open. It's gullui. Purim is about the nister, so you have to say halal b'nister. You can't say an open halal because it doesn't fit the miracle. That's our footner. I want to be mazbus a little bit. You know, the nace of Purim we know is nace nister. That's clear. We know the Shem Hashem is not mentioned anywhere in the Megillah. nowhere to be found. The whole concept of why is the Megillah actually a Hallel itself is a kasha. Meaning, when we say Kriyas Zui Halela, so what about the Megillah is actually a Hallel? Like the Megillah doesn't mention Hashem, there's no praise of Hashem, there's no brachas to Hashem, there's no nothing to Hashem in the Megillah. Hashem's not there. So Rav Huttner calls it, it's a Hallel Behester, there's a hidden Hallel over here. But let's understand more, like what is the hidden Hallel of the Megillah? Like how taka is the Megillah actually a Hallel? It's a story which brings us to recognize the Nisim, but Hallel means l'chora, a praise of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And where do you find anywhere in the Megillah something to praise of Hashem? So I want to mouse this a little more. So Rav Huttner is giving us sort of a tzura to understand this in. The tzura of Shmaitza is that Megillah is meant to be a concealed Hallel, such as the Nes is a Nes Nister. But how do you even call this a Hallel? So Rav Yochum Olshin in Yerachal Mo'adim has a long shtickle on this. He speaks about the idea of the Kriyas of Halela in his Chalkim Maimarim. He tries to go through this kasha. What exactly is the element of Hallel in the Megillah? Again, the Megillah is Pirsumei Nisa. It explains to us, it elaborates on the Nisim. But remember, Hallel is not Pirsumei Nisa. Hallel is praising Hashem. So where do you find that? So Ruch Moshen, he brings here, I think, four Mahalchim, understanding what is the Hallel that you find in the Megillah. So number one, one way to look at it is a remez which is brought down in Rashi in Maseches Megillah and said more clearly by the Levush. Rashi says that Megillah is Mefarsim Nes. This is Rashi and Megillah Daf Dalet, and through that a kol mekalsim l'kosh baruch hu. Meaning he's saying it's indirect. It's not the pshat that the Megillah itself is a Hallel, but when you read the Megillah, you are inspired to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not that the words of the Megillah actually themselves are a praise. It means that it brings you to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you hear the story. Which means, by the way, my friends, you have to pay attention to what it's saying and understand the story as it goes on. You should, and it should leave you at the end with a feeling of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they finish reading the Megillah, you should be excited now to thank Hashem for those nisim because you tapped into them during the Kriya. That's Rashi. Levush says a similar nakuda. He says the Kriyas Megillah is like a shira. It stands in place of Hallel. And the pshat being that it itself somehow brings out shira. So that's one way to look at it. But that's a little indirect. Why? Because that means that the Kriyas Megillah itself is not words of Hallel, but it should bring you afterwards to Hallel. But that's one mahalach. But the Mavush's lashon is that the Kriyas Megillah itself is a shira, and you have to know what it means by that. Because again, the Kriyas Megillah itself doesn't seem to be a shira; it's just a story. It's a story. So where's the shira in the Megillah? There's another nekuda that I brought out from the Silva Shor Shavoda. He says that he asked the kasha. He actually asked the kasha, where do you find Hallel in the Megillah? And he says, "Ein zaki imachar kavanas alev hein hadvarim." The Silva Shor Shavoda says that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu goes after the wave. And he says, Kial libo kol mais tokva grosso shel nes. As you listen to the Megillah, you're going to be thinking in your hearts of the godless of the nes itself. So in your heart, you will be giving praise during the Kriya. So the second Mahalach, which is still a little indirect, but it's a little bit more kosher than the Megillah, is that as you're listening to the Megillah, you should be in your heart giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, it's, you know, it can be distracting. Be careful. Like don't get involved too much in your heart and miss any words, clear out Yotzi the Mitzvah. But as you listen, you should feel in your heart some feeling of Shevach and of Kilus, of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that itself means the Megillah is not a Hallel, but the Megillah, as it's being lain, brings you to Hallel. So it's still this little indirect Mahalach. The Rav Yochum Olshin here brings from his son, Rav Yaakov Yosef Olshin, who says an interesting shot, really based on Rav Huttner, actually, based on Pachad Yitzchak and Chanukah. You know, Pachad Yitzchak and Chanukah discusses the Indian of Hodah. And we know the word Hodah in Lashon HaKodesh has two meanings. What are the two meanings?
Thanks.
Somebody?
Thanks.
Thanks or
admit.
Good. Thanks or admit, right? So moda ani lefanecha could be that I'm thankful, or I'm saying b'shamay moda lebishilo. They admit, no, they agree. So what is the kesher between being moda as thanking or moda as admitting? So Rav Huttner says that, you know, b'etzem, you know, we don't want to take from others. We want to be independent. When someone does me a favor, so there's two things involved. I thank him for the favor, but what that's doing is admitting that I had to, that I am chaser, and I had to come on to him to help me. I mean, if you do me something, that means that for some reason I couldn't do it, I didn't do it, I wasn't able to do it, you helped me. So I'm modet to you, meaning actually gratitude, I give you thanks. But I'm also modet, I admit that I'm chaser, that I'm lacking, I needed your help. So that there's it's two sides of the same coin. I'm thanking you for what you did, and I'm recognizing my chasara. Vidui is a similar thing, by the way. Vidui is from the same shorash as hodah. Vidui, when I say I confess, it's showing my shortcoming. I'm moda, I thank you, and I express what I'm lacking because you fill my lacks. So it all goes together. So when it comes to the Megillah is not thanking Hashem. It's not being moda. There's no words of thanks in the Megillah. But the Megillah is a mahalach, a pirsumei nisa of admitting that we needed Hashem to save us. So you can look at the hodah of the Megillah not as a hodah of thanks, but as a hodah of admitting to Hashem that we are chaser, we couldn't do it on our own, and we're forced to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. So that's the third mahalach. The fourth mahalach, which is really based on Rav Aaron Cutler, the fourth mahalach is that when you talk about the Indian of Shira, there's really two elements to it. Every Shira has two different aspects, which are Makayim. Number one is Akar Satov. That's number one. Number two is to increase our awareness in the Godless Abore, in the greatest of Hashem, and Hashem Lashacha. So he brings here a very interesting raya. There's a stira. We know it says, we know by Chris Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael saying Shira, Az Yashir. That was one of the highest moments of Hallel in the history of Klal Yisrael, if not the highest. We sing praise to Hashem. We know by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim wanted to praise Hashem. And it says, Lokara Zel Zekol Aila, and Chazal tell us that Akash Baruch Hu told the Malachim, Maisa Yadai Tovim Beyam, Atimim Shira. My creatures are being destroyed in the sea. I can say Shira. It's not right. The midstream are being killed. You can't say Shira when people are being punished. It's inappropriate. So it's azarius. You know, you're being cruel. You're not noticing the fact that there's people that are being punished over there. So it's a stira, which might need to talk about the stira. But how come Klai Yisrael said shira and it was fine and it was praised and it was the best thing to do? Zekilu v'Avehu. And the Malachim Hashem Aser from saying shira. How's it different? So Rav Aaron Cutler said the following. He said that shira has two parts. There's the praise in shira, the hodah, and there's the Makir Godless Abore. So by the Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem was saying, it's not appropriate to be praising me when people are suffering. The first element of Shira, meaning the element of Hodah, that's not right to do when human beings are suffering. By Malachim, the second part doesn't apply. Meaning the ending of being of growing in your awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's about a Malach. A malach is frozen, he has no bechira, he is what he is, he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he knows him, there's no growth, there's no steiging, there's no having greater amuna by a malach. A malach is what he is, he does what he's supposed to do and he's done. So by the malach, the first element of Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf isn't appropriate because how can you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when people are suffering? The second element isn't shaykh to them because they can't grow in their awareness of Hashem. But by Klai Yisrael is different. So as Klai Yisrael, maybe the hodah wasn't appropriate. But element number two of Shira, dehainu, growing in your awareness of Hashkacha and Amuna, connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the events, that was very shach to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael was able to say Shira, and it was the right thing to do. So based on this, you can say the following. Kriyas Megillah doesn't have in it chilk number one. I mean, Kriyas Megillah does not express Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It just doesn't. The words aren't there. But the second element of Shira, meaning the growth in the awareness of Hashkacha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the growth in Amuna, that is very, very clear in the Megillah. I mean, Adarabba, to me, the greatest story you have in Tanakh showing the Hashgacha Baruch Hu in the flows of Hashgacha. There's probably two in my mind. I think Chris Magilla and I think the story of Yosef are probably the two stories we find in Tanakh which really bring out the flows of the Hashgacha Baruch Hu. So in terms of becoming more aware, growing in our Amuna, growing and recognizing Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Megillah is the ideal saver for it. So Chris Megillah could be a Hallel based not on a Chilk 1 of awareness, of praise of Hashem, of Hodah, but it's a Hallel based on element number 2, which is growth in the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have four reasons over here. Number 1 is that Megillah brings you to praising Hashem. Number 2 is that while you're waiting, you can be thinking in your heart praises of Hashem. Number 3 is Megillah is not praising, but it's admitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we needed him. And number 4 is the Megillah brings on the second element of Shira, which means that I grow in my awareness of Hashem through the Megillah. So in all those ways, the Megillah becomes a Hallel. So Rav Huttner tells us that on the one hand, that you can't say normal Hallel on Purim. Why? Because the Nes was Behester, so Hallel has to be Behester. The Hallel has to fit the Nes. It's not a Nes Nigla, so you can't say Hallel Benigla. But the Hallel of Megillah, which is Benigla, how is it brought out? It's brought out either through our praises, it's brought out through our personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes from the Megillah. It's brought out through our feelings in our heart. And then it's also brought out through the growth we have through understanding the story. So it puts upon us an avoda during Kriyas Megillah to have these things in mind. We have to realize that the Megillah itself is supposed to bring us to Hallel and it's supposed to grow in our Amuna through Kriyas Megillah. All right, Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.
Mirza Hashem, we will have the Chabur at 5:30, right back here on Zoom. Thank you, Tichil, for my notes.
Rebbe is now giving Bikia Shir Yath.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to know whether I should leave my speaker here or not.
Yes. Shkoyach. Am I being projected with the projector or just a little computer screen?
This computer screen.
If I can see me, it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Would the projector be better for another day? No, not Kamina.
I don't know. I think it's fine.
Fine. Okay.
Fine. It works, but it's a small.
Maybe sitting on the table right in his spot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's as if I'm there.
A little bit shorter than normal.
Yeah, okay. We should put like a mannequin and then put like the computer on his face so you could see my head or something.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
In terms of Shaka Vitaria.
Yeah.
Is Rebbe available at 5:00 this week?
Yeah, for sure.
Today?
Right, okay, on Zoom. Fine, sorry. Yeah.
Fine, so Shami and I. So fine, 5:00 on Zoom.
Okay.
Sounds good, Rebbe.
Thank you. Thank you.
You definitely missed Shabbos.
Yeah, I really missed being there. I really did. I was excited to come, and I missed being there. But that's the gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, me do.
Once you know the reality is a reality, you can either be negative and upset and cry about it, or you can just make the best of it. So,
Yechiel decided that we're making an NCSY Shabbaton, so that's what we did.
That's what he did. Okay.
The schedule in English with advisors and programming.
Oh, wow. I want to see the schedule. You have to send me a copy.
Yeah.
Maybe the Shabbat prayers are definitely special.
Yeah. So I did melacha dodi in my living room. I heard Zachar through a window at the yeshiva, out the window. And firm at home right now. I have a Megillah I borrowed. So I'll be leaning my house and that's where I'll be. But then again, Mirtz Hashem is all that vogue as well. I should come back to yeshiva next Sunday, I hope. As long as everything remains as is. Okay.
Does the fact that Rebbe has the vaccine make any nachkaminas for
Personally, it does to some degree, meaning like I know I'm the one who's down here with my daughter who is positive, so I'm not so worried about getting infected, or at least there being any sort of dangerous infection. But since it's only been, you know, right now 1 week since my vaccine, it doesn't have full immunity until 2 weeks. So it's hard to make it with it until 2 weeks pass from the second vaccine because you're still not at full immunity. You're at like 80, 85% or something is what I was told, but not, yeah, not at like 99% yet, you know? So either way, the Heather to come back, should, I mean, on Sunday will be my 14 days, next Sunday, from my vaccine. And plus it'll be 10 days from my daughter's test. So all that together, she'll have me come back to Shiva, assuming that everything is, you know, remains as is. So had this occurred after my 2 weeks of vaccine, I probably could have come to Shiva immediately. You know, so that would have made a difference. But being that I'm not fully immune yet, I still have to be careful. That's what the doctors told me. So, Baruch Hashem, it could have been longer. It's, next Sunday is not so bad. So, and the fact that nobody's really sick and I'm not so concerned for getting sick is pretty good too.
She's not symptomatic?
No, she's not. She only tested because someone in her class tested positive last week, so they tested the entire class. So, I mean, had that not been for her friend who was positive, we wouldn't have tested her. She's fine. You know, we wouldn't have what's going on with life. But I guarantee there's thousands of people running around with COVID, no one has any idea, it makes no difference, no nafkamina, they have no symptoms, they don't pass it on, and shalom yisrael, you know, but,
yeah,
you know, but once you know, you know. So they say what you don't know can't hurt you, they say, right? Not really true, but that's what they say. That's a sheker, but this week we can go with that. Ignorance is bliss. So once we know about it, we have to act on it. So, all right. But yeah, I miss you guys on Shabbos. I was excited to be there. But that's it. That's Hashem. We'll have a chance in the future. All right. So we're holding on Samech Amud Beis by Gufa. I can stop.